Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
All right. Really proud to have on here today with a very busy week for this coach Courtney Dyfel, leading the Razorbacks to the Super Regionals. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks so much for jumping on with us. We're not going to keep you long because we know this is a busy week. You've been there, done that, though. I would imagine that having done it as many times, it may be this time, maybe not as stressful, not, you know, dealing with tickets. I mean, there's more to it than just coaching a softball team. I mean, when you host a Super Region, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. But we have a really great village and all our people here. I do want to say, after coming out of this regional and the three teams that we hosted, literally talked about this being the best regional they've ever been out. So I want to shout out our crew because everybody that puts that together is amazing, and we're really lucky with who we work with. So they'll get to go to work again this weekend, and we know it's in good hands with them.
Yeah, as I mentioned, you've been in regionals about 6 years in a row now, Super Regionals, I think, three of those 6 years, but never have you had a regional where you run ruled all of your games, all of your opponents. Then that was impressive. You guys certainly made a statement there.
Yeah, absolutely. I just felt like we played so collectively throughout the weekend, and our offense was crazy productive. Our pitchers and our defense were outstanding, and it was a great combination. Makes for a great combination when you score a lot of runs and you suppress a lot of runs. So it was a great weekend at Bogle.
Yeah, that's why this team seems built a little different. You've had some great ones. We've been really fortunate to have your players on for the last 5 years, each year being able to talk to them each week during the season. But this team, you know, basically top 10 in hitting, fielding, and pitching. And that's about as good of a combo as you can get. And that's why I think a lot of people are looking at you guys as one of the best teams in the country and a pretty good bet to have a chance to go to the World Series. And I'm sure as a coach who's been doing this a long time, it's impressive for you. You put together quite a roster. But to be top 10 in all those three categories is what you shoot for, I would imagine.
Yeah, it is. It is. We've definitely felt like we had the team for that. But for them to put that together with the schedule and, you know, to be in that top 10, I don't look at it a lot, so thanks for letting me know. But for them to do that with the schedule that we built and the teams that we played, I mean, we played in an insanely tough schedule. And so for them to put that together is tremendous. And then to see every area excel, it's just nice to see because no area feels like it falls on them. And they just work together really well, and it allows them to play really confidently and really freely.
By the way, just to let you know, so 11th nationally in scoring, 7.55 runs per game, 9th in ERA, 2.5, and 6th in fielding percentage, 979. So those are the three categories. Now, I will say this. I've had a chance to go up there. You know, I've been told to stay away from Bogle this weekend, and because I've been bad luck, it seems. Yes,
and everyone needs to do their part. So whatever you got to do.
That's right. Yeah, I'll be watching from London, England, as a matter of fact, at 3 o'clock in the morning. But I'll be calling the Hogs. But you know, I did think this. Roger and I were talking about this week, Coach. Is that in years past, you know, you've had in Super Region, you've had Texas, you've had Ole Miss. And I was glad to see that. I don't know if it was on purpose, but you guys had the number one RPI, toughest schedule in America this year, number one. And so I would just say, you know, please don't put us against an SEC team. And, you know, that's what's happened in three of the eight supers. You got, you know, three of those games are SEC versus SEC. So I know you don't care who you play. You can play who you're supposed to. I'm just glad to see you guys at least not have to face off with another SEC team because you faced them all this year. I mean, you've had a gauntlet this year. I think that's one of the reasons you guys are prepared to go further this year.
Yeah. Our schedule was crazy. We played when you look at the national seeds on selection day, it's like, oh, we played one, we played two, we played three, we're the five, we played six, you know, and so on. And so, yeah, we are battle tested, and Matt Michael, my assistant, he puts that schedule together, and he's brilliant with that. And so, yeah, we feel like we've been through it together. And you know, sometimes you feel like, oh, maybe it would be good to match up with another SEC team, just the familiarity. And sometimes you want something fresh. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who we play. We have to play well. We have to line it up. And so we get Duke, and we'll dig into that this week.
Yeah, Duke coming off a great year, 43-15. They went to the World Series, I think, 2 years ago. And what they did this past weekend, you know, they had to beat Arizona twice back-to-back there to get to the Super. So they're going to be a good opponent, but they're coming to your place. And I want to make sure, just get the word out, that people can buy tickets. Sometimes I think there's a perception, and I don't know if the rules are different with the regional because you got other teams there. But people can buy tickets and go up there. If you haven't been a season ticket holder, you can go to ArkansasRazorbacks.com and get tickets and go up and be a part of the support team this weekend for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Tickets went on sale yesterday. And, I think it's one of the best tickets in town, maybe in the state. If you haven't given our softball team a chance, you got to come watch them. I mean, they'll grab your hearts, I'll tell you. But we play at 11 a.m. on Friday, and some think that's not a great draw to play at 11, but I know our fans are going to show up, and it's going to be an electric atmosphere, and we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about that too. I thought, man, crap, you know what, you know, I can't believe we got to play at 11.
But is it better to be, since you're at home doing it, Coach?
Or does it make it tougher for fans to get there at 11, though?
That's is it 6-1, half dozen?
You guys, I'm going to be honest, I don't care when we play. I want our fans to be there.
Good.
I know they will.
Good to know.
It's nice that the nice part about it, we don't have to wait all day. We just get to get up and get after it. And so,
that's true.
That is true. There's good and bad. There's good and bad to any time you play, and our fans are going to show up for us. They always do.
Well, unfortunately for our football team, whenever we played at 11 o'clock in the morning,
it was always a bad thing.
So that's the reason we probably put those things together, Coach.
Yeah, but for you guys, don't even put that in the universe, guys. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hey, one other thing I want to ask you about, Coach.
That's why you're getting shipped out to London. What?
Exactly. It very well could be.
Good point.
Real quick for me, and forgive me if it's a silly question, but I noticed on the box scores the last couple of times a thing called B as in boy or batter, I as in interference. At least that's what B-I. Is that something new, or am I reading something else into that? Because I noticed a large amount of those in the last game. B-I. What is that?
B-I. I don't know. I'd have to see it.
B-I, yeah. Okay. When I looked up B-I in the box score, and it said batter interference. And I don't know if that has something to do with a catcher or whatever. I had no idea what that was. All right, well, I've just brought up something to give you something to get your mind off of the pressure of this game.
It was in our box score?
And just say, let me.
I'm definitely going to look at it.
It was in the game box score. It was in the game box score.
So we'll have to do a little more.
So I don't know if that's batted in or batter interference. Yeah, I've never seen B-I on a box score anyway. But anyway.
So, Courtney, we should tell you, we've had Ella McDowell on this year. Your third baseman, she's been a treat. She's a high energy. You know, I'd asked you yep. Earlier in the year about getting her. We've been so, we got so lucky last year that we just picked Bree Ellis. I thought, hey, you know, Bree might have a good year this year, and she had the greatest year in the history of your program. But Ella's been outstanding, too, and you've got to have those kind of players that are high energy and just never stop and, you know, team rallies around them. But she's been great to talk with this year.
Oh, yeah, great. I know. She has such a fun personality, and she plays with her heart on her sleeve. And so you've had a good run of athletes to talk to, and she's another one for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Hannah Gamble, Mary Haffer, the other ones. But, Coach, listen, we'll let you go.
Thanks, Coach.
You know, I've said it that we've talked to you a couple of times over the last 2-3 months. I feel like there's a little bit different Courtney Dyfel that we'd say, you know, you've been through this enough. This team, you built this team the way you wanted it built. You're confident. The team's confident. So we wish you continued success. We hope you take care of business in two games. And we hope a lot of Razorback fans get up there and support it. Because, like you said, it's a great experience. Roger and I have been up there. I like it even better than the guys' games just because it's faster paced. It's just the energy is there. But we wish you best of luck. We hope there's a big crowd. And we hope we're going to be celebrating and talking about Oklahoma City next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Coach.
Go Hawks.
Thank you. Yeah. It's Courtney Dyfel. Nice of her to jump on with us for a few minutes. And, this is, I think this is it. I mean, I don't want to curse them, but I'm